when you walk into the ring for the number one heavyweight of the world, you'll be ready, won't you? Why? Because I waited for 50 years to make you ready. You'll be able to spit nails, kid. Like the guy says, you're gonna eat lightning and you're gonna crap thunder. You're gonna become a very dangerous person.
Our show's name pays tribute to the Boer Trekkers of South Africa, who in 1838 soundly defeated 30,000 Zulus on the bank of the Nkomo River, thereafter called Blood River, from the water turning red with the blood of the slain. Miraculously, no Boer Trekker died and only three were wounded. Now your friend, Eddie Miller, will be your ambassador for tonight's show.
Well, good morning. Good afternoon, good evening to all you precious Blood River Radio family members out there, and to all you people that just might happen to be tuning in. If you're just tuning in by mistake, I hope you'll stay for a while and listen to see if you like us. And who is us? Us is Blood River Radio, and my name is Eddie L. Miller, Eddie the Bombardier Miller, and I've been co-hosting, or actually I co-host that most of the time, but I've been hosting this program now since 2018. And anyway, it is 13th of September. If you're the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ Almighty, there is no name under the sun which man can be saved other than Jesus Christ. That's it. It's Jesus Christ plus nothing. Your church membership, your preacher, your pope, whatever. As a matter of fact, I've come to the conclusion the preachers and things like that are more of a hindrance. This may be a little rabbit trail, but you know, when Jesus was crucified, at the moment of his death, the veil in the temple rent from top to bottom. It tore in two. And what's the symbolic of you no longer needed to get into the temple to go to a rabbi or whatever to lead you to God, to Jesus. You can, anywhere you are, no matter where you are in the world, any time of the day or night, you can pray yourself with Jesus Christ. You don't need some middleman like a preacher. That's why I refer to myself as a recovering Baptist. I'm a recovering Baptist. I took the two-step. Didn't take me 12 steps. Took me two steps. Anyway, that's kind of off topic right there. This program has changed. It's funny. If I had time, I'd tell you what happened. It's changed three times. I think I sent Little Lizzie three different show plans today because we've had people dropping in and out. We've had two people that drop out. But we're going to have a great program tonight, and I'll tell you who's coming in just a second. But the quick outline that I wrote and have thrown it away somewhere, the first hour is going to be me and my little sister, Braveheart, Miss Monica Schaefer. It's going to be me and her. Second hour is going to be Miss Monica is going to stay on with Don Wassell. Most people know Don Wassell. He was a founding member of the Populist Party. He has another online, I call it an online newspaper. I don't know. I forgot what he calls it. It's called American Freedom News. If you go to AmericanFreedomNews.us, you don't need to go into any other source. I'm telling you, there's more news packed in that little thing, that little online newspaper you could possibly imagine. He'll be coming on with second hour and third hour as usual. The old bitter ender himself, and he calls himself the still bitter, more bitter than ever, Gene Andrews. Anyway, for right now, if you've been hanging around very long, we always say a prayer on this show right here, on this broadcast. So if you will, people, because this is a Christian show, Christian broadcast, if you will, just bow your heads for a second. I'm going to say a quick prayer. Quick but sincere, hopefully. Almighty Father, I'd like to thank you so much for allowing me to come in here to the studio one more day and to try the best of my ability to do your work in fighting against however feeble my actions may be to fight to the best of my ability against global white genocide. Lord, if you will, never ever let me or any of our people shy from the battle. Always let us ride to the sound of the gunfire, and any success we have, always let us remember to give you all the glory. I'd like to thank you, Lord, personally for bringing me through all the trials and tribulations I've been through since May 14th, the surgery, and stay on my side and help me continue to do the battle. And Lord, I'd like you to ask you to bless all of our Blood River Radio and Liberty News Radio family, if you will. Keep them in the fight. Keep them healthy and happy, Lord. I ask all this in Jesus' name, amen. Well, people, this first quarter right here, we have somebody who I love her very much. She's like my own little sister. We met through Paul Fromm some years ago. And you people, you got to know who I'm talking about. I'm talking about the Braveheart herself. Braveheart and purpose in living color, Miss Monica Schaefer. How are you doing, little sister?
I'm doing very well, thank you, Eddie. And can you hear me all right? I'm struggling with my microphone levels here, but anyway, I think it's coming through. So, yeah, in very important, your prayer, and really everything revolves around our not just survival, but that we thrive once again as a people, because we do find ourselves in a war against our race, the beautiful Aryan race, the Caucasian race, the people of European descent. Most commonly these days, we are referred to as the white race. So that's really, you know, whatever issues we talk about, it always connects to that. Every issue we talk about, whether it's the Holocaust, false history, whether it's the North American Indians, whether it's the open borders invasion, and anything, you pick it, whether it was COVID cost, you know, the COVID scamdemic, the weather engineering, we are really facing a full frontal war on many, many, many angles, aspects, psychological, physical, chemical, the children being attacked and poisoned, literally and spiritually and mentally in the school system, and through the medical system, all of those things. So that's, in a nutshell, what we're about. And I'm happy to join you again.
I could not be happier. And I would like to second and even third what you said. My best friend, I won't mention his name, best friend since 1963. It's a long time, folks. We were riding around all over northern Mississippi and eastern, southeastern Arkansas about a month ago. And he was talking about the ozone layer and Bitcoin and how we're running out of oil and all that stuff. And I told him just what you said. I said, well, you know, buddy, I could care less about the carbon footprint, the Bitcoin, how much oil we got. If we don't have any white people left, if I don't have any blood kin left, if there's not one white person left on Earth, I wouldn't care if the Earth exploded. That means nothing to me. And I said, there's only, just like you said, Sister Monica, there really is only one issue, and that's whether or not we as a white race will survive, because I don't care if the lizards survive, if the spotted owl, if the snake, the little snail darters, they shut down an entire nuclear power plant for, I think, up here in Yellow Creek, Tennessee, because they found a friggin' snail darter in the stream. But you're right. That's right. You're right. And it's so clear to anyone that will stop and look around them that the program, the full assault of white genocide is everywhere we look. Look, Eddie, at where you're... Yes, ma'am.
If I may just interject before you move on too far from what you just said about your friend saying, you know, being all worried about the, what did you say, climate change, and being worried about oil running out. Well, on both of those counts, both of those issues that he brought up, he is under false paradigm, and he is suffering from the indoctrination that we've all suffered from, because if he's worried about the climate change, I think that was one of the issues you mentioned,
yes,
then that is one of the lies. It is one of the big lies being perpetrated. So really, rather than saying, I don't care if the earth explodes or burns up or whatever, my response to that, with all due respect, would be to try to correct the falsehood there about the whole premise that, oh, the earth is heating up. No, this is another big lie whose purpose it is to get us all basically locked down under full control of the communist regime. And we know who the communists are. It is those we are always talking about, those who are at war with us, right? So anyway, yeah. And then the other one too, the running out of oil thing. Well, again, that's connected to the, oh, carbon dioxide is bad lie. And all of it's a lie. I mean, all the warnings that they gave us back in the 70s or back in the 80s about oil running out. And I do hear the music, but, you know, that's all falsehoods anyway. It's all connected still to the war on whites, all of it.
It most certainly is. And I like the term you used. It's all caused by the men who wear those tiny hats. So we'll be right back in a minute, folks. Hang on to your seats. Go ahead.
Hello, friends. This is Jacob from Blood River Radio. We call the kings into account and tell the truth to shame the devil on this show every week because we are of the firm conviction that our cause cannot succeed without true revival amongst the remnant, amongst that principled minority of the dispossessed majority. Now is the time to stand and be counted, to do like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who would not bow down to the false idols of their day, even under pain of death, like the 300 mighty men of valor who surrounded the Midianites with Gideon, or the 7,000 men that God told the prophet Elijah had not bowed their knees to Baal in a time when even calling fire down from heaven would not awaken our kinsmen from their slumber. If you are encouraged by our labors in the trenches for the kingdom and the cause of truth, liberty, and righteousness, I urge you to consider supporting this program. No donation is too small. We can do with thousands or even hundreds what our enemies and the powers and the principalities of this present darkness need tens of millions to do. So please donate today at BloodRiverRadio.com and help us take up the hedge and stand in the gap against the great evils of our time.
This is a battle between truth and deceit, a battle between forces that would enslave this country in darkness and between a media that wants to present you with the truth.
We are being censored. America's news outlets no longer provide the truth. 90% of news outlets in the United States are controlled by 6 corporations. The mission of the Epoch Times is to chase the truth, to ground all statements in fact.
TheEpicTimes.com.
Looking for an IT partner that truly understands your needs? Managed IT Services is the answer. We meet with you regularly to discuss your goals and form a tailored technology plan. Our customers have called us a trusted advisor who delivers. When it comes to IT, we do it all. Firewalls, cloud storage, server migration, and more. Say goodbye to long-term contracts and hello to a team that earns your business month after month. Call 801-706-6980 now and let Managed IT Services transform your IT experience.
Dear Blood River Radio family and newcomers, Sister Monica and I, we've been talking about this. We're going to start a deprogramming, desensitization, sensitivity program for all the brainwashing we have all been exposed to over the years. And we're going to start one of our first exercise today. It's what I want you to do, all you Blood River Radio family. I want you to sit down, take a nice deep breath, concentrate for a few minutes on something nice that will relax you. And then I want you to do as I ask you to do. Take a deep breath, and I just want you to say one word and pronounce it loud and clear. I promise you it won't kill you. In a nice, strong tone of voice, just say this word, nigger. Say it again, nigger. Now, see, I said it. I'll say it one more time, nigger. Now, see, I didn't explode. I didn't blow up. I don't have running sewers breaking out on me. I didn't go to hell. So that's one of those key sensitivity programming words we need to get out of the way.
It's a good exercise, Eddie. It's so true. If people are, we all suffer from the brain contamination, in modern or in the common language, it's called brainwashing, but that's way too clean. We wash the dishes and put them away on the shelf. So really, we should call it brain dirtying or brain contamination from the toxins of the lies and the toxins of the programming. And we have been programmed to really have a visceral, physical, you know, a reaction, a response to any number of words. That's one of them that you just named loud and clear. And actually, I have a comment about that particular one. You see, they take a lot of normal words, they, and they make them, they turn them from just normal words to somehow, oh, politically incorrect words. For example, the word nigger, it didn't used to be something, oh, so forbidden that nowadays commentators, even if they're just quoting somebody else, they won't actually say the word that somebody else said. They'll say the N word. So somehow it's become this very, very, very bad word. But there used to be, for example, music bands of these Negroes themselves who called them the such and such niggers. Now, I don't have these names specifically in front of me, but the point being, they called themselves that. It wasn't a derogatory term. It's become a derogatory term so bad that they can't even say it when they quote somebody. It's not even a swear word, but I guess it's become something worse than a swear word because they use the F-bomb on mainstream and the, you know, S-H-I-T. They say those things in mainstream programming these days, but not the N-word. So really, that was a good little exercise because it used to be that way for me if to say the word Jew, actually. Try that one out. Eddie, you should maybe do that one next.
I certainly will.
Yeah.
I'm most... Yes. Yeah, absolutely. You know, before you do that, so many white people, so many have get this Negro worship instilled in them. They absolutely worship these blacks. I know a lot of people that do. I run with a group. And when I run, I try not to talk about anything but straight up running because it's kind of like when I go in and say, Jude, I put my political hat on one pole, my religious hat on the other pole, and it's all about the kids of St. Jude, all about driving that cancer cure from 80% to 90%. But most of the people, I'd say at least 60% of the people in these running groups, for some one reason or another, they're all so woke and they hate themselves so much. They have this literal Negro worship. And the fellow we're coming on the next hour, Don Wassell, has a thing called Cast Football, where he's destroyed the myth, Sister Monica, that niggers are better better athletes than white people. That's a law.
That's great.
That's one thing he has. The many things he does. But also, and even more so than saying nigger, how many people? I don't know a single person that will say anything negative about a Jew. And when you do say Jew, use the word Jew. Jew. When you get up in the morning, everybody, you should look in the mirror and really, I'm serious, and say nigger, and say Jew. That'll help get you over this, some of this psychological brain dirtying, Sister Monica, the defecated material.
My brother would love this segment. Oh my goodness, he would love this segment. He talks about this kind of thing a lot, that, you know, he had to work very, very hard on himself to no longer have this some kind of a response in himself if he used some of these words. Now, I want to just riff off of something you just said about the woke people.
Yes.
And I know exactly what you're talking about because that is now in our general vernacular, this word woke. But look at that word itself. They have taken, it's new. I don't think that word existed 10 years ago. Correct me if I'm wrong, maybe I'm wrong, but it's relatively new in our vocabulary, and we all are supposed to know what it means. But I have to tell you, when I first heard that word, it was totally confusing to me. Because look, what does the word woke come from? It comes from awake, or somebody woke up, all right? Now, we use that expression like, wake up, folks. Like, it's time to wake up to, you know, what is going on in the world. So they again, triple bracket, cough, cough, They have taken a good word that means one thing, and they have turned it around to mean the opposite thing. So now all these woke people, which we know what we're talking about, because it's been used now for, I don't know, a few years, I guess. And it means all these, you know, whatever it is, these libtards, I guess, like probably how I used to be in the past, you know, but it's taking a word and giving it an opposite meaning. And I'm actually, it's appropriate to talk right now about 9/11 because the anniversary just passed 2 days ago of the 9/11 attacks 24 years ago. And again, there, I remember the term 9/11 truther, and it would be drawled out like that. And that was somehow turned into this insult, a negative. It was to maybe mock the people who were actually looking into it. Oh, you're just a 9/11 truther. You know, they wouldn't even really pronounce it quite right, but it was truther, right? 9/11 truther. Truther became a bad word.
Yes.
How can that be? Think about the meaning of it, but it was somehow turned into a derogatory term. So again, like, watch out for our language. Like you say, Eddie, don't let words have this response in you, or don't think that, oh, just because it's politically incorrect to say certain words, like, just speak clearly, use our language, and then call it out when they're taking words and inverting the meanings. So anyway, back to you.
Well, you know, that's exactly right. These are our enemies, the men that wear these pancakes on their head, these tiny little hats, the Jew. Those people are in control. They set the tone for almost everything in society and in education. And we could go back another hour and talk about the Frankfurt School that came over here from Germany. Our brother Adolf Hitler ran them out of Germany in the 30s. They came over here, and you see that. Exactly what we're talking about, this program they put into action. Sister Monica, I don't know if you call them diabolical or cunning, because I know they get their power from Satan. That's without a shadow of a doubt. But you're so right. I think woke, truther, all these other endless gay, all these other endless terms they have completely twisted and defecated on. It's that's part of the ruining of the brain, part of the brain dirtying attacking our children. And we're no longer able to think. We can't think right.
Exactly. We can't think anymore. Like, you know, in George Orwell's novel that, you know, 1984. And I mean, I used to think, oh, he was giving us a warning, but I do think he was one of these that was just showing us how it's going to be type thing. But, yeah, it's basically the language becomes unusable and the people can't think anymore because the language, the words have been inverted or they've been turned into something that you can't say or etc. So people are left worried, wondering what are they allowed to say. They're anxious. They're not thinking straight. It goes on and on. Sorry to interrupt you, Eddie.
No, you're fine. You know, it carries over. I was looking. I don't have my phone with me. Wish I did. I could pull up this article I got from a mayor. Of course, it's a black mayor or a Jew mayor, a nigger mayor or a Jew mayor. They're both one and the same. I'll repeat. This is. I'm infamous for going off on these little side rabbit trails. Years ago, when we first moved in this house, in 1980. I used to meet with a group of older people at a McDonald's for breakfast before I had to go to work in the afternoons. I worked in the afternoons. And there was an old man in there, and he was highly educated. But he told me, he said something like that a Jew wasn't anything but a nigger turned inside out. And he said vice versa. He said because they were both love, they were both animals, of the creatures of the devil. But I saw this article about a mayor. And it's so laughable. I'll say the mayor of Chicago, because even if she didn't say it, I think I hear the music coming. Yep, sure. Hey, I'll say this when we come back. I hear the music coming. People, this will be a long break, at least 4 minutes. You have plenty of time to go get your cup of coffee, use the restroom, anything you need to do, but don't be late coming back. Be right back, folks.
proclaiming liberty across the land. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
News this hour from Town Hall, I'm Mary Rose. Many conservatives are mourning the death of activist Charlie Kirk. In remarks Friday night at Turning Point USA, Charlie's widow, Erica, said she has seen a worldwide outpouring of love for her husband.
I've heard the testimonies from people my husband inspired to get married, to start families, to seek out a relationship with God. It's the most important.
And leaders in the country are trying to find ways to provide solace to citizens while denouncing political violence in the country. Texas Republican Senator John Cornyn tells the Salem Radio Network the shooting of Salem radio host Charlie Kirk was a great shock to many people.
Well, I don't think many people have witnessed the murder of a fellow American and somebody who was doing nothing but exercising his free speech rights to try to educate a generation of young Americans about some very important principles.
And President Trump has ordered all flags and government military facilities to be flown at half staff until sunset tomorrow. Senator Eric Smith is calling out Democrat leaders in big cities that are refusing Trump administration help with their growing crime wave.
They were just in it to be in power. They were never serious about tackling violent crime. Because if you were, I can say as a former prosecutor, here's exactly what you would do. You would have a large police presence, very visible, so that people who are doing bad things are arrested, and that might deter other people from doing bad things. And then when people are arrested, you would prosecute them severely under the law, under the full extent, maximum extent of the law.
President Trump is making his second state visit to the UK next week, accompanied by his wife, Melania. They'll arrive Tuesday. Wednesday, they will be greeted by Prince William and Catherine, Princess of Wales, before they are received by King Charles and Queen Camilla at Windsor Castle, where they'll be staying. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hi, this is Rhett Rasmussen of BestHotGrill.com. Football is back, and so is tailgating. Whether it's Friday Night Lights, Saturday College, or Pro Sundays, Solaire portable infrared grills set up fast and heat up quickly. Only 3 minutes to searing hot temperatures, just like the big backyard Solaires. The Solaire grills will make you the master of the tailgater with the juiciest, most flavorful food in the parking lot. The fast grilling times leave you more time to talk up your team, and they cool down fast so you won't miss a minute of the game. The Solaire Anywhere and Solaire Everywhere portable infrared grills are perfect for any grilling on the go, from picnics to camping, RVs to boating, but especially tailgating. And they're made in the USA with the confidence of a 100-year-old family business. Amaze your tailgating friends with Solaire infrared grills. Learn more about these fantastic grills at besthotgrill.com. That's besthotgrill.com. besthotgrill.com.
This is Attorney Jason Robb, General Counsel of the Knights Party based out of Harrison, Arkansas, and proud supporter of Blood River Radio. I, like you, am concerned about the destruction of our beloved America and our racial kindred people and our cherished liberties. As an individual and as a nation, liberty is what we seek. Liberty is important. It is what allows us to be independent, and if properly used, liberty allows us to fully worship God in all areas of life. And with that worship comes more liberty. We are on the verge of anarchy in this country, and personal liberty is looked upon as a crowning achievement of the people. However, Christianity and white law and order is viewed as the enemy of this newfound freedom, and that is why it is under attack. Learn more by listening to Blood River Radio every Saturday from 4 to 6 p.m.
Have you ever had great honey? No, I mean really good, all-natural, raw honey. Well, now you can, thanks to localhoneyman.com. We can ship out our locally made honey all across the U.S. So don't worry, you won't miss out. Plus, Local Honeyman has so many different flavors, like Utah Wildflower, High Desert Delight, Happy Valley, and Blackberry, just to name a few. So purchase your delicious raw honey today at localhoneyman.com.
As you are aware, America is divided over every fault line possible. This is intentionally fostered by those who do not love God, family, or country. We believe a peaceful future as a free people absolutely depends on civility. Clarion Call for Civility is looking for funding and volunteers at every level to make our hopes and efforts a reality. Please donate, sign our pledge, and help us in our sacred cause. Please visit callforcivility.com for more details. callforcivility.com.
Dear Blood River Radio family, I'm so grateful that I have such good people around me. Miss Lizzie, Miss Teenage America, she does a great job on the board. You know what? And personally, I just love the death. Another one I love so much. I get attached to people. It's my baby sister, Miss Monica Schaefer, and we're just having a ball today. We really are. It's so wonderful when she comes in. I just wanted our people to know that because I get all kinds of emails and stuff. People asking, "Well, how do you hear from the Sasquatch? Do you hear from James? How's Monica doing?" Because the people that listen to programs all the time, and I know you know, Sister Monica, they get attached to us like a family, I guess. And I find myself, like, years ago when I used to watch MASH and stuff like that, I'd identify with these people. Anyway, that's just another rabbit trail that I went down. I'm notorious for doing that stuff. But anyway, we were talking about...
MASH would be another rabbit trail would be talking about MASH.
Anyway,
what were you going to say? Go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, getting back to the men that were paying... Pancake hats, tiny little hats, the Jews, the way they control everything. I saw this article. I tried to find it. I couldn't, but I'll repeat it as best I can. He's a mayor of a very large city. I think it was Chicago. And, or it could be Memphis, because I see where the National Guard is coming to Memphis. And I hope they will go down to Beale and clean that place up before I go down there and fundraise again, because it's very dangerous on Beale Street in Memphis, Tennessee. Anyway, this article said, the mayor, they take something, a scenario out of society, what's going on in real time. For instance, the crime rate is incredibly bad in Chicago. It's very bad here in Memphis. You risk your life every time you go downtown in Memphis. And I do it 2 to 3 days a week to climb the stairs because they are not going to control me. Anyway, they being, you know who, the feral black Negro niggers. They'll kill you for over nothing if they hate you. But anyway, this mayor says they corrupt the ideas, not just words. He said, and God knows I'm not a fan of Trump's, of Donald Trump, but they said, Donald Trump's sending the National Guard here because he's making an issue out of crime. He's making an issue to score points for the Republican Party, which is the same thing the Democratic Party, really. But he acts like it's some kind of a mental thing, a psychiatric disorder, because he's saying that the crime rate is out of control in Chicago. See, they try to reverse everything. And she's just trying to make points. And she's sitting there and she says, when the crime rate is at a 30-year low, well, just the other day, I've heard one day there was 58 people shot in Chicago. And I heard another fellow, I think it was Colonel McGregor, he's a big fan of Colonel McGregor. This guy makes a lot of sense. And he said that, that they make an issue out of this. And he said they try to turn everything around. If you point out that the crime rate is out of control in Chicago, people act like that's some kind of conspiracy theory, like you're some kind of a nutcase because you want to come to Chicago to make points off of the crime rate. It's like you're an idiot for saying that the crime rate is out of control. But when a city, even if it's as large as Chicago, there's 78 people killed, shot, and like 15 people killed, that's out of control. In Memphis, I think they've even stopped keeping the statistics in Memphis because it's just like blood city here. It really is, Sister Monica. But I wanted to bring that up, this stinking mayor. They always do that. They point out something very obvious and act like you're an idiot because you say you're afraid to go downtown in Memphis to Beale Street at 11 o'clock at night because you might get, butchered up by this feral black Negro. And also, that goes along Sister Monica, did you see where this beautiful girl from the Ukraine came? She came out of the Ukraine to get away from the war, and she settled in Charlotte. I think it was Charlotte, North Carolina, I believe it was. And she's working as a pizza worker in a pizza shop, and she gets on the bus trying to go home, and this feral nigger monster sitting behind her pulls out a knife and just proceeds to butcher her. She had no chance whatsoever to escape. That's out of the blue. And there's other people on the bus that seemed like they didn't pay much attention. When he got off the bus, he's just dripping blood. But the people in control, the Jew that controls the media, that controls, you know, all forms of media, they don't say anything hardly at all about the beautiful blue-eyed blonde white girl. It's all about how we should have sympathy for this feral animal because he has this mental disease. He has a mental disorder. It's the fault of the police. The police have failed him. Society has failed him because he didn't get treated for his mental disease. I'm telling you what, folks, most blacks are like that. Most of these niggers they hate white people. I can tell you, I've been around them all my life. I'm 78 years old. I've been around them since, well, as long as I can remember. But anyway, it just makes me want to puke. You hear nary a word. In fact, the mayor up there in that town, they said, wouldn't even mention the girl's name, Sister Monica. She's just talking about her sympathies pouring out for this monster that killed her.
Actually, the inversion of everything is leaving me quite speechless. And what can one say? I mean, even to say that we would like to continue to exist as a people is now deemed to be really evil. You know, like the white nationalism is now being described as evil. Now, what is that actually? It's just that we would like to continue to be a people. So everything is inverted, you know, the stories and everything. I mean, we're supposed to feel sorry for the guy who did the crime because somehow we failed him in a system. Oh, my goodness. No, I have no more words for that, actually. Yeah.
That happens. That happens every single day. People will say, even if I have some friends of mine, I still associate with some of these people. I'm trying to bring them around. There's only a handful of people in Memphis that will still speak to me. There's one Southern Baptist left in Memphis that will speak to me. Really, I've been trying to bring them to the light, show them the right, to get them truly woke, not the fake woke that the Jews have dumped on us. But I tell them, we're under attack. White people are the most hated species on the face of the earth. They hate us more than they do rattlesnakes. They hate us more than they do cottonmouth water moccasins. We are the most hated creatures on the face of the earth because the white race, like it or not, we are the most beautiful race. We're the smartest race. We've produced everything that can possibly be produced, which is good. But, and I point this out, it's so obvious that we are under attack by the powers that be, being the Jew. Look around. You don't see India with a population of over 1.5 billion people. You don't see their country being invaded by some other race. Same thing for Red China. And it is red, folks. It's red. It's red for a reason. It's a communist nation, and our nation deals with them. That's another story. But they're not being invaded. There's no chance whatsoever, no danger whatsoever to India and China. Those two nations have a combined population of over 3 billion souls. Okay, the same thing with the picture nation in Africa, the bunch of nations in Africa. They're not being invaded by whites or Hispanics or the yellow race. They're all niggers. It's basically just all niggers. They're not being invaded. They're not being trashed in the news media every day for black supremacy. You don't hear about China supremacy, Japanese supremacy, Hispanic supremacy. But they're always dumping on us. Our borders are wide friggin' open. They don't exist. Name any white nation that's traditionally white in the earth, and they are being invaded. They be us. And you know something else? If you go in Memphis, if you go look to any federal job, be it the VA hospital, Memphis Light, Light Gas and Water, anything, the United States Post Office, it's all black. The black force is 98% black. I don't know where people are getting they're able to go to work. But the point is, it is so obvious that there's a program of global white genocide directly against us, and they act like that I'm an idiot, and they would act like you're an idiot too, Sister Monica, for saying we're under attack, that there's a program to exterminate the white people from the face of the earth. It is so obvious to anyone that would have a brain. That's another thing they do to turn everything upside down. The vocabulary we use. You can't even say anything that makes common sense. For instance, I just like got to saying that we're being invaded, and it's like a conspiracy theory. But what do you think about that, Sister Monica?
What do I think about this being a conspiracy theory? Sadly, there are still people who just listen to the mainstream, like the Communist Broadcast Corporation, and they really do think that I'm nuts if I say, hey, the white race is under attack, and they think the white race are the evildoers and attacking all the other races.
We'll be right back to that as soon as we come back from this break right here, Sister Monica. Be right back, folks. This is a short break.
Bypass the mainstream narrative with Liberty News Radio at libertynewsradio.com. Engage with charismatic hosts live or on demand. We cover the crucial news focused on God, family, and country. News that other networks simply refuse to use. Think of LNR as hard-hitting news and podcasts at your fingertips anytime, anywhere. Join us at libertynewsradio.com. Empower your day with the truth, because the truth will set you free. libertynewsradio.com.
Introducing Managed IT Services from NPI. We offer top-notch data backup and recovery, email spam protection, and network security tailored to your needs and budget. With 20-plus years of experience in the medical field, our HIPAA-certified consultants know what it takes to protect sensitive information. Don't settle for less. Give us a call at 801-706-6980 and experience the difference with Managed IT Services. Remember, your IT support should be fast, efficient, and reliable.
During our war for Southern independence, the brilliant Confederate general Robert E. Lee foretold the decline of this country when he prophesied, if those people, referring to the dictatorial federal government, if those people win this war, the United States will become a bully abroad and a tyrant at home. As Lee predicted, it has come to pass. The principles laid out in our founding documents, our Declaration of Independence, and the individual rights protected in our Constitution have been vilified and discarded. But not everyone has surrendered. Blood River Radio brings you highly respected, intelligent guests not afraid to speak the truth when the truth in America today is censored and attacked. Your contributions keep us on the air in order to fight against the bullies abroad and the tyrants at home. Send your war contributions to Blood River Radio, P.O. Box 34636, Bartlett, Tennessee 38184. That address is on our website, www.bloodriverradio.com. Don't let the bullies and the tyrants win.
Excuse me, Captain. I know this may sound silly, but can you fly?
Nope. Never had a lesson.
Yes, indeed, you have to say something funny. Love Radio family. And you're not an audience. You're not just listeners. You're a family, especially the ones. Oh, that reminds me, folks. That reminds me. I forgot. This is two weeks in a row. I forgot to name our donors. We had some money coming in last week, and I'd like to name them. I'd like to ask everybody's forgiveness for me forgetting that. I usually do this the first quarter. We have Sasquatch down there in the swamps of Georgia, right there. Or he may be in Florida. And I think he's in Florida. He lives right there on the line, Georgia-Florida line. Anyway, he's down there in the swamps, folks. But he's real regular. He supported us since day one. He's even supported my St. Jude campaign. And so I'd like to thank you, Sasquatch, Mr. and Miss Sasquatch down there. And also, Frank White, his contribution is in people, don't make no mistake. It is a sacrifice. Money doesn't go anywhere for hardly nowadays, but, you know, no, but it's so hard to come by. I'm talking about inflation. But anyway, that's another side story. But I'd like to thank you, Frank White. He's one of our buddies from up north in the Mason-Dixon line. Another friend I hadn't heard from in a long time, his name is Chuck Schwallenberg. He sent in a nice donation this last week. And bless his heart, he's dealing with he's had some medical issues. I think he's had a limb replacement. And I'm hoping I can see him probably the next time I go over to Zinc, Arkansas. But he's having a hard time getting around. But anyway, those were our donors this week. Once again, the Sasquatch from the swamps down there in Georgia and Florida, Chuck up there in Missouri, and Frank White. Those were our donors for this past week. But I was just going to run something by Sister Monica. There's so many things we could cover. But we were just, since I just talked about it a minute ago, we could talk about this Charlie Kirk thing. And believe me, people, I'm not a fan of Charlie Kirk. I'll tell you what, and I'll just throw this out there. Charlie Kirk, you know, he took the money. Now, the dude had, according to, you know, my sources say he had $40 million in his Turning Point USA bank account. And it's been traced back to his Jewish benefactors. He's taken at least one or more trips to Israel. I saw a piece yesterday. Can't get it back. Wished I could. Wished I was more tech savvy. I could retrieve it. But I'll just say this right here. The Jewish Israeli, what do you call me, official, was just gushing over Charlie Kirk, lamenting his death. It was a bad thing. But since he mentions how they had walked in Israel many times and how much Charlie Kirk loved Israel, how much he loved the Jewish people. And she was talking about how he stood against the right-wing fringe that was America First, so to speak. That's my words. She said that he was pro. And he was. He didn't lift nary up. Never said a bad word about the Jewish extermination campaign going on in Palestine and Gaza. And as Colonel McGregor writes, so rightfully pointed out, we have... When you say Palestine, people think of Arabs. I don't give a damn about Arabs either. The Jews and the Arabs, the Muslims, they're both our enemies. They both hate our guts, make no mistake. But there are many Christians in Palestine. There's other races there, but besides just Jews and Arabs, other religions. And Charlie Kirk didn't give a damn. And I'll tell you why, folks. And even Netanyahu. Get this. Netanyahu. You think he's not a Jewish a plant, a Jewish mold, a Jewish a misinformation guy? Anything you want to a Shebel's goy? When he's getting accolades from the Prime Minister of Israel, when Netanyahu comes on Instagram and just boo-hooing that Charlie Kirk, a great defender of the Jewish people, a great defender of Israel, the hell with the United States. And the guy was a Jewish plant. He really was. I'll put it this way. In my opinion, Charlie Kirk was a younger, much smarter, handsomer Jared Taylor. That's in my opinion. They're both Jewish Shebus Goy. And they're both rolling in money. I know the quarter of Charlie Kirk, $40 million, folks. That's a nice piece of change. I think that's my thing on Charlie Kirk, Sister Monica. I hope I didn't step on your toes, but I mean that's the truth.
No,
no,
I'll just say this, Eddie. So I'd never actually heard that name. People will probably say, "Oh, is she ever ignorant?" I had not heard that name until this event, the day before 9/11 happened, and you know his assassination. And so since then, I've looked at a lot of stuff. I've looked at a lot of commentary from people who are dissecting. The videos who are talking about his evolution, actually, that lately he has been changing his tune a little bit, maybe partially waking up, or, well, maybe if somebody is that popular and that wealthy, they probably know stuff to begin with. But he was starting to change his tune and criticizing the Jews. That's what I'm seeing. But here's the thing. I don't know. Also, there's videos of people dissecting the shot and saying maybe there was a squib in there, but it does seem to me that Charlie Kirk is dead, but was there something that, you know, foreknowledge? Was there a plan? Was this all, you know, like there was, it seems like there's a lot of things that don't quite add up with this just being a random, you know, young white shooter, right? Isn't that the case, that the shooter was supposed to be this young guy and maybe there's a manifesto or something? I don't know. But what I want to say, what comes to my mind is this term called the Hegelian dialectic.
Yes.
You, problem, reaction, solution. So whatever this is, I do believe that this is leading somewhere. And I don't know where and what, but this is part of something bigger. And that, you know, they have something in mind that would be the solution. So what they do is they create the problem and then there's the big reaction. And right now we're seeing, you know, a big reaction. That's my take in a nutshell. You know, I can't really comment too much in depth about the man because, like I say, I'd never heard of him until the last few days. And then I can't really say definitively what I think actually happened that day. Again, there's a lot of different things going around. But again, Hegelian dialectic, problem, reaction, solution. So that does mean, you know, that there, somehow this was more than, it's planned. It's not just some lone guy doing this, right?
Bingo. Kind of go along with the McGregor again there. I just only recently started watching some of Colonel McGregor stuff. But I'm thinking, how in the hell did that man fire that rifle and get away like he did? I mean, there's no way with all the, I mean, with all the scientific, the technological surveillance equipment they have, there is something sneaky about that. I'd like to make something more about, another comment about Charlie Kirk. People said, yeah, he was starting to come around. I talked to James about this. I helped him record one of their programs about 3 weeks ago, their Charlottesville program, and me and James and Keith Alexander. And I told them, they made a comment about this. I said, well, you know what? That's not good enough, folks. Charlie Kirk and these other people, they're starting to come around. You know why they come around? Because here's what they do. It's safe now. There's a great number of people, I won't say a majority, but there's a great number of white people have coming around to see that niggers are niggers, to see that Jews are Jews, and those both of those two groups hate them. I was told just only just 2 or 3 years ago, if someone in Charlie Kirk's organization even pointed out that the out of control, the great black crime rate, he would fire them. He really would. We had a person on our program that worked for Turning Point USA, and once we gave a good report to our brother Adolf Hitler, she said she'd be on the next week. But I said, you know, you get a payroll check from Turning Point, don't you? She said yes. But she said she was independent. Her ass is gone. But anyway, I'm getting too far off. Here's the complaint I have about the Charlie Kirks of the world. Oh, they're coming around now. They're waking up. No, they're not. They're getting some guts because they look out there and they go up on the roof of the house every morning and they do their finger like this. They wet their finger and they say, which way the political winds are blowing today? What we see now, not only is it safe, but a majority of the people, a lot of people are saying we need to point out Jewish power and influence and how evil they are. And we also need to point out how evil and wicked and dangerous and violent that these feral blacks are. Well, it's safe to do it now. So I told James and Keith and them, I said, what took them, way to go, but what took them so damn long? I have no use for people like that are cowards. They won't come around. They waited until it's safe to say something like that. They wouldn't say it 10 years ago when we were getting slaughtered in the streets and up in Charlottesville back in 2017 when we were being attacked by every feral thing, animal there is in the world. They wouldn't say a word about it then, Sister Monica. They wait, and I know I'll say it one more time, but to this damn safe and there, everybody else is doing it.
I have a good point there. I really do. I think you're right on there with that. That the winds are changing, you see. So, I mean, you know, and that's a good thing that the winds are changing. But I think you're right about the strategic nature of that.
They'll get all the credit, and we'll still be considered the haters. Well, people, with that, hang on your seats. We're going right back to us. We're transitioning to the second hour. We're going to pick up Don Wassel of the American Freedom News. Be right back, folks. 5 minute break.